Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is the seventh petition, Deliver Us from Evil. What does this mean? Evil. At the end of your life, evil will take your breath away. Literally, you will stop breathing. But before that, evil has something else to do. While you still have your breath, evil tries to take away your words. You live, you breathe, you eat, you sleep, but sometimes you are at a loss for words because of something that has happened. Evil takes away your words, and that makes it really hard to pray. Janelle visits her husband, Bill, about 3 times a week now. He's been living in a nursing home for 5 years. He's on the top floor, and every time Janelle goes to see him, when the elevator doors open, there's this alarm that goes off. She hates that alarm. You see, Bill is on the floor for people living with Alzheimer's and dementia, and every time the elevator doors open, the alarm goes off so the nursing attendants can look up and make sure nobody gets on the elevator who shouldn't. And 3 times a week, Janelle gets off, and she walks in the floor and she looks for her husband because he no longer knows where his room is. Usually, she finds him by the window. She touches his shoulder, and he turns, and he smiles, but he doesn't know who she is. He doesn't recognize his family. He doesn't recognize his room. One time, Janelle brought a picture from their wedding. They've been married 48 years, and he didn't even recognize who it was. And Janelle will tell you that sometimes it is hard to pray. For 5 years now, she has prayed that God would bring healing to her husband, and he's just gotten sicker. And Janelle is beginning to think that maybe she just needs to resign herself to the fact that this is God's will, but for the life of her, she can't figure out how it could be God's will to take away everything that makes her husband's life significant. And deep down, she's wanting to start to pray that Bill would stop breathing, that God would grant him a peaceful end. But she feels too guilty to pray that. And so sometimes she folds her hands and she doesn't know what to say. Evil can take away your words, and that makes it hard to pray. So what do you do? Well, there's this old preacher's story that might give us a little bit of direction. Now, when I say it's an old preacher's story, I mean 2 things. I mean, 1, it's not true. It's unreal. It's imaginative. It's made up. I'll name Abraham and Isaac, but it's not in the Bible. It's untrue. The second thing I mean is an old preacher story. It's a little bit too sentimental. So why am I going to tell you something that's untrue and that's sentimental to answer that question? Well, you know, sometimes those stories that aren't true and that are sentimental, sometimes they can actually lead you to a truth that'll help you get by. The story goes like this. Abraham had sent his son Isaac out to watch the flocks. This is when Isaac was young. This was the first time Isaac had been out to watch the flocks. And so he took a portion of the flock out there to pasture, and he went a little bit too far and stayed out a little bit too long and found himself lost. And he couldn't come home, and so he needed to stay out there all night. He actually stayed up all night. He was frightened. He was alone. He was scared, and he was crying. But when morning came, he looked up, and there Over the field was coming Abraham. His dad must have gotten up in the middle of the night and started coming out searching for him. Isaac got up, he ran to his father, he put his arms around him, and he just started to sob. And Abraham looked at him and he said, "Isaac, what's wrong?" And Isaac said, "Dad, I got lost. I was out here all night. I was alone and I was scared." And Abraham said, "Isaac, you weren't alone. Those stars, Yahweh made those stars, and Yahweh made you. He was with you. Did you talk to him? Did you pray?" And Isaac looked down to the ground. He said, "No, I forgot." And Abraham lifted up his chin so he could see the smile on his face. And Abraham said, "Isaac, did you forget your alphabet?" And Isaac kind of laughed, and he said, "No, I know my alphabet, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, Hey." And Abraham smiles. He says, "Yeah." He said, "Well, why didn't you say the alphabet, Isaac?" And Isaac laughed, and he said, "Dad, why would I say the alphabet to God?" And Abraham had this faraway look in his eye. And he said, "You know, Isaac, sometimes when you don't know what to say, you give God the letters, and he'll put them into words. When you don't know what to say, you give God the letters, and he puts them into words." Well, what does that look like? Well, think about that psalm we just prayed together here. When you read through that psalm, it is amazing all of the evil that is packed into those few verses. Evil has taken away David's companionship and left David lonely. Evil has taken away any comfort and left David with affliction. Evil has taken away righteousness and made David see his sin. Evil has hidden God and made David see his enemies. Evil has hidden God's merciful heart and shown David his enemies' hatred in their hearts. Instead of companionship, David has loneliness. Instead of comfort, he has affliction. Instead of righteousness, he has sin. Instead of God, he has enemies. Instead of mercy, he has hate. And what does he do? He takes all of that. He takes the loneliness, the affliction, the sin, the enemies, the hatred. He takes everything in this world that could ever separate us from God, and he throws it all in a prayer back to God. And he does one other amazing thing. You don't see it here because it doesn't come out in the English. But this psalm is an acrostic psalm. Every verse begins with a different letter of the alphabet. Now, there's a few variations that I swear only a Hebrew scholar could love. A few variations, but basically, it's an acrostic psalm. This is our ABCs. All of your affliction, all of your trouble, all of your sin, all of your enemies, all of their hatred, all of that is thrown into these letters and given to God. When evil takes away your words, give God the letters. Give God the letters, and he'll make them into words. And that's what he does. The last verse: "Redeem Israel, O Lord, from all their troubles." God answered that prayer. God took the letters and he made them into words. He made them into a word. He made them into the word. He made them into his son, who took on flesh, who lived in this world, who suffered under all of that evil, who suffered our sins, suffered our affliction, suffered our loneliness, suffered our enemies, suffered their hate, suffered everything in this world that could ever separate us from God. He took it all, suffered under it, and died because of it. But he rose. He rose victorious because he has defeated it, and now there is nothing. There is absolutely nothing in this world that can ever separate you from God. In Jesus Christ, God rescues you from evil. He has given you his word. He promises. And so we say, deliver us from evil. What does that mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil. Do you notice those words, in summary, and every evil? In summary, this petition is a summary of everything that has gone before. All the other petitions, all the other promises of God, God's name, God's will, God's kingdom, God's forgiveness, God's provision of daily sustenance, God's protection from temptation, all of those things are wrapped up here, because all that God is, all that God does for you as your Father in Jesus Christ is for this purpose, to rescue you from evil and every evil. Evil of body and soul, evil of that afflicts your possessions and your reputation. And I think Luther means that the list could go on and on and on as we name evil physical and spiritual, tangible, intangible, evil internal, evil external, all of that evil, until finally we get to the evil that actually takes away our breath. And we can't name anything anymore. And even then, Jesus will come, and he will raise you up, and you will take your first deep breath of new life, a breath that can never be taken away. As Dr. Kolb and Dr. Aaron have so eloquently taught us, the catechism is the Christian's ABCs. When evil takes away your words, give God these letters. Give God these words. Deliver us from evil, because he has given you his word. In Christ, he rescues you from evil, now and eternally. Amen.